The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Samach Beis Omer Aleph, in discussing how the avoidah of doing tenufa was done, starts the Gemara on Taper Amid. Ketzer Oisem, how was the mitzvah of tenufa done? Meniach Emur Malpisa Siyad, you put the emurim on the palm of the hand, v'chaz v'shoik aleim, on the top of the emurim you put the chazik v'shoik, v'kom makam sheish lechem, and wherever it is, wherever lechem is included in the tenufa, halechem lamala, the lechem is on top. Ask the Gemara Heichon, where do we find that the lechem has to always be on top? Because we find by the miluim, the pasuk says misala matzis ashalufnei Hashem lokach chalas matz achas v'chalas lechem shemen achas v'rokik echad v'yosom ala chalovim v'ashoyke yomin. So the pasuk is very clear that the lechem was on top. Continues the Gemara, my tama, why do we say that we put the chaz v'shoyk on top of the emurim? Ilema, if you're going to say, b'shem the ksib, because the pasuk says, shoyka truma, v'chazay tenufa, ishach alovim, yovi lohan of tenufa. So it's very clear from this pasuk that the shoyka and the chaza were placed on top of the emurim. Ask the Gemara for ksib, but there's a different pasuk. And that pasuk says, as ha-chelev ala chaza yevienu. So that pasuk says that the chaylev was put on top of the chazah. Answers the Gemara, Amr Abayu, who the mice like kami beis hamit b'chayim v'romilei. That pasuk is speaking about the person, the kohen, who's taking the emrim, which are the chaylev, from the place where they were slaughtered. It's not talking about the time of the tenufa. Rather, what the pasuk is teaching us is that when you take the avrim from the place where they were slaughtered, first take the chaza, on the top of the chaza, put the chaylev, and then when you'll give it to the kohen who does the actual tenufa, it'll be upside down. He deposits in the next person's hands upside down with the chaza now on top and the emrim on the bottom, and that is how the tenufa is done. Ask the Gemara, but there's another pasuk that clearly says v'yisimus v'ksivachsimus achalav malachoses. It says very clear that the chayla was on top of the chaza. Says the Gemara, because now it takes it to a third koyim. Who the yavle l'koyin achrin v'ozem makdalei. So what we have here v'alkamashmon. The way to understand the psukim, says the Gemara, the beinu shloish kahanim. You have three kahanim. First, you have a koyin who takes it from the Beis Amit B'chayim. That kohen, the chaylev, was on top of the chaza. Then you had the second kohen who did the actual tenufa. By him, the chaza was on top of the chaylev. And then you had a third kohen who did the haktara. By him, again, as everything is deposited and it's inverted, the chaylev was on top of the chaza. And why do you need to have three kohanim? Because as the pasuk says in Mishlei, Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. So this Gemara becomes one of the sources for a very well-known halacha, a Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. And as the Chaya Odom and Klal Samen Ches Sif Yud Aleph teaches us, Kamitzvah She'efshel Asoyse B'chubura, any mitzvah that we could that can be done with a group, Yasena B'tzibur, do it with a group, V'loi B'yochid. K'riksiv, B'roiv Am Hadras Melech. V'amru Chazal, Ein Adomim Merubim Moisim Mitzvah L'Mi'choisim. It's always better to have more people involved in a mitzvah than less. And the Gemara, Emsechta Brachas, Daf Nun Gimel Amar Aleph, teaches us, Hoye Yoshim Beis HaMedrash, they're sitting in Beis Medrash and it's Matzoi Shabbos. Reviu or lefneim, and they bring fire to make a burn me'eresh. B'shama imr kol echav orechad mevarach l'atzmai. Everybody should make their own bracha. B'shil imr echav mevarach l'kulon. One should make a bracha for everyone. Mishum shenemar b'roiv am hadras melech. And in fact, the Gemara Masech the Yuma, Daf Ayin Amar Aleph, the Pasuk says, the Gemara discusses there, that at the same time that the Kohen was reading from the Torah on Yom Kippur by the Avodah, that was the same time when they did the Avodah, the Parvasar and the Srafim. And the Halach is, you shouldn't leave, says the Gemara, the Kohen who's reading the Torah. You're not at all participating in the mitzvah. The halacha is b'roiv am hadras melech. And the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, says that Tanya nami hachi, kohanim b'avedosam, v'leviim b'duchanam, v'yisrael b'mamodam, kulam mevatnam b'avedosam, ovoyim l'shmai mikra Megillah. Everybody would stop what they were doing and come to hear the Mikra Megillah. And says the Gemara Makan Somchu Shabbos Rebbe, Shavatlan Talmud Torah, Oboyin Lishmai Mikra Megillah. That they would close the yeshivas that everybody should hear Mikra Megillah. And as Duran explains, that even though the Megillah technically could be read by Yechidus, the halacha is that it should be done preferably Berov Am Madras Melech. And the Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim, Perik Dalad, Halacha Tav Zayin, says regarding the bringing of Bikurim, Kate said, Ma'alan as a Bikurim, how were the Bikurim brought to Yerushalayim? Kol Ayorosh of Vamaymed, Miskansus Le'ira Shalmamed, Kadesh Loyalu Yechidim. They didn't want individuals bringing up the Bikurim by themselves to Yerushalayim. It should be brought as a group. Shenemar Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. The Magen Avrom in Simen Tzadik Sivkot and Sevov Samach Vov says that if you have a minyan in your home where you can daven with 10 people, it's better to daven in a shul where there's a rabbin because of Roiv Am Hadras Melech. And the Bi'ar Locha in Simen Kuf Nan Hei, Divrei Maskel V'Yitzkva, says, even regarding Limud HaTorah, he says, even though certainly you mekayim mitzvos Talmud Torah when you learn by yourself, Mikom Makom, says the Mishnah Berurah, L'chatchila mitzvah l'hadar, koma shiyocha l'limud b'chabura. As much as you can to try to learn as part of a group, that's preferable. So Yedeze Yesh Kvot Shemaim Yasser. That Yasser, that increases the Kvot Shemaim. The Kain Omr Chazal Bekam Mekoymois, Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. The Shas Achuvas Chavtzalos Asharon, however, disagrees. He says, whenever as a mitzvah is done by an individual, Yemekayim the mitzvah. So, and I'm doing my mitzvah, and you're doing your mitzvah, so each one of us separately, for example, learning or davening the way we daven, that each one of us daven separately, then there's no point of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. The Chaya Adam says that the halacha of Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzvahs supersedes the chiyuv of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. The Bi'ur halacha, however, seems to disagree, because the Bi'ur halacha in Simen Tuf Chav Vav Divrei Hamaskel Ella, when discussing the halachas of Kiddush Levana, says that chatchila Mitzvoyse las b'roiv am, k'virov am hadras melech. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you have the time when you could do Kiddush Levana, but if you'll wait, you'll have a large group doing the Kiddush Levana together. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's better to do it b'roiv am hadras melech. As long as you're going to be able to do it before the 10th of the month, you should wait to do it. There's a tshuva in the Shilas, a tshuva spinyan shloima, chelik beis oirechayim simen yud gimel, that says that was the makar, that it seems in those days there was a minig that they would make the bris later in the day. Says the Shlomo, the reason was because it was hard to get a large group earlier in the day. And because it was harder to get a large group earlier in the day, they used to make the bris later in the day to Mekayim Rav Am Hadras Melech. Dorcha Shulchan and Simon Reish Samach Beis Sif Ches disagrees vehemently. He says, V'yeshlon Wutzavach Aminig Zmanenu Shema'achron Hamila Kam Shos B'yoyim Mnei Shtus Shloi Bo Kol Akruim. He uses a very sharp word, that it's a shtus to wait for a larger group. V'yesh Mekoymus, he says, Shema'achron Ad Chatzois, that places that they delay the Mila until Chatzos, for oven plili, it's a very serious Aveira. Obviously, the Aruch HaShulchan agrees with the Chaya Odom, that Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs supersedes Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. And in fact, so is the opinion, says the Tshuvas van Hoggis, for Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita, Chelik Beis Simen Reish Ches, was the opinion of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that the Gemara says, Haroy Levana B'chadushim Mevarech, that as soon as you see the new moon, you should say Birchas Levana, and not wait until you have a minion. And that is also the opinion of the Chaya Odom, not to wait for Birchas Levana. The Chassam Sofer, in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Chassam Sofer Or Chaim, Simen Nun Aleph, he says, there's another factor to take into consideration. If the mitzvah will be done in a nicer way, which means by waiting for Motzei Shabbos, to do Kiddush Levana, you have people wearing the nicer Shabbos begodim. So that pushes away the Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs, and therefore wait for Motzei Shabbos when you'll have two factors that push you to that time. Number one, that you have a Roiv Am, and number two, we have the people wearing nicer clothing. It seems that according to Chassam Sofer, if you're not going to be doing Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos anyway, then there's no point in waiting for Beroiv Am, and Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs would take precedence. The Shas HaTshuvos Avna Yishva says in Simen Resh Yotes that opinion of Ben, we should wait to have a Roiv Am, but he says as soon as you have a minion, you should do it, not wait for more than a minion. The Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim Simen Tzadik Sif Katan Lamed Beis says that if somebody learning in a Beis HaMedrash and there's 10 people there to daven, he should daven there and shouldn't go to the Beis HaKnesses, even though in the Beis HaKnesses you have Roiv Am, because of Bittul Torah. And he asks, we've learned in our shir and many other places the importance of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. So he says, that not every mitzvah is the same. He says, for example, Mikra Megillah, which is out because of Pirsuma Nisa. So there, Barov Am is a very important element. By davening, since each one of us daven by ourselves anyway, Rov Am is less important. On the other hand, there's a tshuva, and the Shalos HaTshuvos, Mariel Diskin, Kuntras Achron, Simon Hay, Sivkotan Tazvav. He says, let's say you're in a shul where there's a minion of people who are fasting, and because you have a minion of people who are fasting, they're having Kriyas HaTorah of Yichal, and you're not fasting. Still says the Mariel Diskin that you should not leave the shul while they're laning, even though you don't have a chiyuv of laning, because you are anyway not fasting. But being there while they're laning is still important because of Barov Am Hadras Melech.